Proverbs chapter 25. These are also parables of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. The glory of God is to conceal a thing secret, but the king's honor is to search out a thing. The heavens in height, and the earth in deepness, and the king's heart can no man search out. Take the dross from the silver, and there shall proceed a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Boast not thyself before the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For it is better that it be said unto thee, Come up hither, than thou be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strife, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy matter with thy neighbor, and discuss not the secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy do not cease. A word spoken in his place is like apples of gold with pictures of silver. He that reproveth the wise and the obedient ear is as a gold earring and an ornament of fine gold. As the cold of the snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. A man that boasteth of false liberality is like clouds and wind without rain. A prince is pacified by staying of anger, and a soft tongue breaketh the bones. If thou have found honey, eat that it is sufficient for thee, lest thou be overfull and vomit it. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is like an hammer and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a sliding foot. He that taketh away the garment in the cold season is like vinegar poured upon nitre, or like him that singeth songs to an heavy heart. If he that hateth thee be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt lay coals upon his head, and the Lord shall recompense thee. As the north wind driveth away the rain, so doth an angry countenance the slandering tongue. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a wide house. As are cold waters to the weary soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is like a troubled well and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so to search for their own glory is not glory. A man that refraineth not his appetite is like a city which is broken down and without walls.